trust me with the new version of you? Will you trust me with the new version of you? It's what God told me a few days ago. And I do oftentimes, during this time of reflection, in this place of rest that God has me in full, total trust in God, I find myself being triggered with the former me. And in particular, the former me who was used to taking action based out of her fear and based out of her lack of trust in other people. Based out of fear in surviving was how I took action. And in this place of rest, while I am fully trusting God with everything, literally, I have found myself doing a lot of self-reflecting on how defensive I used to be, how afraid I used to be, how those coping mechanisms that I created as a child to rely on myself out of fear was something that I recognized that was just trauma. That was a layer that wasn't who I was. So when I stepped into light and had my encounter with God, I had my encounter with God and stepped into light, saying the same thing. I recognize that that layer had to die. That I could not walk in the fullness of the new woman, the new wineskin, if I felt that I needed to revert back to my old self because of my lack of trust in God, because of my lack of trust. If I think about the psychology of things, I think about the instability that I remember experiencing emotionally, from some of my family members who I would rely on as an infant, as a toddler, as a baby, and recognizing that some of the family members that I think of in my mind, when I think of that, I recognize that they weren't emotionally stable. And I recognized that I knew that there I had to step into survival mode. And survival mode from a place of I had to be emotionally stable because of the trauma that I had seen growing up and what that did to my brain to survive and protect myself. So unconsciously, definitely unaware of this truth as I became an adult, that same feeling of relying on myself because I was afraid for so many years. Thank you, God. For so many years, I jumped through hurdles
jump through hurdles to survive. That was how I lived. It was like feeling a sense of keeping my head above water, jumping through those hurdles. And I'm so grateful that God said it's time to stop. I'm so grateful that I got tired. And I'm so grateful that God guided me through digging up those layers and uprooting them, and to walk and be this new person. The person that didn't need to survive any longer. Thank you, God. The person that could fully put her trust in God and what God has spoken and said. To fully trust. I'm very mindful of what is unveiling within me, what is transforming in me. I'm very mindful of what is evolving in me. I'm very aware of my body. I'm very aware of how I'm showing up. I'm very aware of my thoughts. I'm very aware that I have felt rejected in my past. And I'm very aware that because of that, I recognize how I have been defensive and been on the lookout with my eyes and been on the lookout with my body to guard myself out of fear. I'm very aware of that. And I'm so grateful to be in this place of rest, because if I were not in this place of rest, I would not be able to evolve the way that I am evolving. That the old layers have to come off. And it requires, from experience, a deep level of intimacy, openness, and transparency and vulnerability with God. You gotta be able, and even to this day, I have a part of me is still doesn't quite accept the fact that it's okay to be transparent with God, because of believing for so long that you have to be a goody two-shoes before, when you come in the presence of God, when you're talking to God. That's totally not the case. How can I be better if I do not say what's on my heart and how I'm feeling and what I am dealing with and what is going on? If I have to shine light on those things, I have to shine light on those things. And I recognize that every time I shine light on those things, I know that God always creates the answers. There's always a path to heal, to shift and transform, and shift out of that level of consciousness. But you have to be honest. You have to be honest with where you are. You have to be honest with what you are feeling. You have to be honest. Honesty with God is everything. As you allow God to transform. I did not have any form of trust any form of trust. I, growing up, looking back, I don't recall trusting anyone. I was afraid. I didn't quite feel the stability growing up. Didn't quite feel that. And like I said, I relied on what I thought was my own survival skills. And I thought that I was sort of absent from God, even though there was a feeling that I always knew and felt Jesus with me. I always felt some type of presence and love and light that was with me. But in my conscious state and what was deep-seated subconsciously was this place of fear and lack of trust. So, as I've stated before, because of that, those were my survival skills. And I'm so grateful that God is showing me in this place of rest that, will you trust me with your new self? And the answer is yes. This is why I go to God often, very often, because I know what my weaknesses are. God knows what they are, and I'm not ashamed to share that with God. I'm not ashamed to express that part of me. I'm not ashamed because I want to be better. I want to live right. I want to live whole. I don't want to lie to myself anymore. I don't want to lie to myself anymore. There was a point when I didn't know that I was lying to myself, or I didn't know that I was being true to myself. I didn't even know what that meant. So I wouldn't say back then that I was necessarily lying to myself, but I will say that there was a part in my journey where when God had revealed the truth of who I was, and not only revealed the truth of who I was, but told me, you know, what I was getting ready to be, who I was getting ready to become, and you know, some other things God spoke to me prophetically, I recognized that there was a huge heaviness of fear, and there was aspects of me that wanted to lie to myself. And what I mean by that is I wanted to keep my fears. I wanted to keep my pride. I wanted to keep the wounds that I had. I wanted to just keep those up because I was familiar with that. And God has spoken the truth to me, but I had so much fear, and there was different even oppositions on the outside of me that I was just really battling with my truth, the truth of what God had put in me. That's what I mean. I was battling with what my spirit knew, and there was parts of me that still wanted to hold on to my former self, which was accustomed to surviving and fighting and thinking that I'm making moves when I actually am not going anywhere. It was appeasing my flesh. It was appeasing my brain, like I'm doing something. But I was just afraid the whole time. It was all rooted in fear. It was all rooted in lack. It was all rooted in feeling that I was alone. It was all rooted in feeling that I wasn't supported. It was all rooted in self, pride, a false sense of self. It was all rooted in that. That stuff was tiring.
looking back, I'm so grateful that I'm in this place of rest. That stuff, I'm telling you. Stuff was tiring. It was tiring. It was tiring when I thought I had to show up that way. It was tiring when God awakened me and I recognized how tired I was. And it was tiring when I was stepping into the truth of who I am in God and also trying to still hold on to those former fears whenever I was triggered by something. It became tiring. Because fear can be a heavy, stronghold because of our natural, not inflamed, but just our natural innate ability to survive is innately in us. It becomes inflamed when we've experienced trauma. It becomes inflamed when we don't feel safe. It becomes inflamed. It becomes irrational. It becomes brutal. It becomes vicious. It becomes shielded. It becomes very prideful. It becomes like a liar just to keep it around because of the sake of fear. And so it was tiring. And I had reached a point in the journey where I had grew so much in God that I knew my spirit was tired of me. That's what I mean. I became tired of myself. It was like, okay, look, now listen here. We didn't told you what we told you. I've already spoken to you and told you what's going to happen. And I know God is so patient. I know that you struggle with what I told you. I know you struggle with these things. And I've walked with you and I'm guiding you along the journey. And you see this miraculous thing that's happening in your life. You see your health increasing. You see things that are flowing into your life. You're seeing the effects of your journey, how it impacts your loved ones. You're seeing your relationships change. You're seeing these things, right? But you still got a grip onto your control. You still got a grip on the old man because I felt it in my spirit. I knew that I didn't fully surrender to what I knew God told me to do. I never done that before. Like I said, I thought I was doing it on my own. I really did. I thought I had to do it on my own. That's the thing. I thought I had to do it on my own. I'm gonna say that again. I thought I had to do it. I wonder, do you feel that you have to do it on your own from a place of fear? And I want to let you know it's okay. It's okay. If you felt that you had to do it on your own out of scarcity, out of fear. Yes, here's the thing. There is a difference. Now, here is the thing. I knew that I had to walk this journey. I had to make the decisions. At the end of the day, I had to be the one to make the decision. That's what I mean. So I had to make that decision alone. I knew I had to say yes to God alone, right? I knew that I had to say yes to God alone. Alone. No one could do it for me. As much as I know that I am loved, as much as I know, I knew that this journey I had to take and accept alone. Even though I knew that God told me that it would be a rippling effect and the lives of the people that I love. I knew that. I knew that things would change. I didn't know how, but this is what God told me. And so I knew that, but I knew at the end of the day, to do it alone, I know I had to do it alone. Okay, so there's that, right? There is that. You have to make that decision alone. Then there was the talking about being alone from a standpoint of scarcity. You're afraid. No one was around. No one was there to support you. You didn't feel safe enough to let your guards down. You didn't feel secure when you were a child. And so therefore, because you didn't feel secure when you were a child, there may have been a survival skill that you felt you had to create within yourself. I remember hearing stories about people who had to raise their siblings, right? They had to raise their siblings because their parents were inadequate for whatever the reasons were to take care of them. And so the oldest had to take care of the kid or their siblings, or the brother had to take care of their siblings or their sister, or whatever the situation is. They felt they had to step into a survival mode, right? To figure things out. If you live in an environment where I've heard stories where people live in motels, you know, or children who live in motels, or cheap children who lived in environments that didn't feel safe and they couldn't quite fall asleep safely. These are real life stories that actual people go through. And then we have the subtlety of maybe the modern or the household where it appears to look good on the outside, but deep down, when you look within, when you go within intimately, there's rumbling happening, there's rumbling going on that oftentimes never gets addressed. So the child feels unsafe. Or so you compensate because of things that never get quite addressed or healed. No intervention is really happening because we aren't tapped within ourselves. We aren't connected within ourselves. And so the trauma keeps going and it passes down from generation. And if you grew up in an environment where you didn't feel safe for whatever those reasons were, right? You feel you have to do it alone. So there's a level of fear. There's a level of scarcity. It's like a level of, like I said, jumping through hurdles, jumping over hurdles, keeping your head above water, right? And so these unconscious triggers, oftentimes if they're not healed or dealt with, show up in your adult life like they did with me. And I'm here to tell you that they can be dealt with. That God is ready to show you and take you on the path. That I'm here as a messenger, as a mouthpiece, to let you know that it doesn't matter where you came from, how you were raised, that your life can change and God wants to help you through it. And I'm here to help you help. I'm here to help guide you through it. There's a new wineskin that wants to reveal in you. There's a new level of truth that wants to reveal in you. But that requires God to be Lord over your life. That requires you to lay down a sword. That requires you to listen when you don't want to. That requires discipline. It requires something of you. It requires, I don't know what it requires, because God speaks to us differently, but it does require what I've mentioned. I don't know what it requires for you specifically, but I know I'm in the ballpark. I know I'm talking right. We want transformation. Think that for some of us, we don't want to do what it takes because it might require me to let go of my pride. It might require me to be uncomfortable. It might require me to let go of some things that I don't want to let go of yet. and might require that. And the cycle is gonna repeat itself until you become tired of yourself. Until you get tired enough to say, whatever it looks like, God, I'm willing to take that path. And that was the path that I took. As I stated before, I reached a ceiling on the journey where I was growing, I was progressing, things were happening, transformation was happening, and I knew in my spirit that I fully didn't adhere to what the instructions of what God had told me to do. There was still part of me, the old wineskin, that wanted to take matters in my own hands. And not only wanted to take matters in my own hands, but was just too afraid and was so used to thinking that I was being strong. Was so used to thinking that I had all the answers. Nobody else around me has the answer. Whoop, I got to figure it out on my own. And I figured it out. Yes. On to the next thing. Yes. I got it. No. God told me. No. That's not who you are. That's how you think. You have to show up. Trust me. Let me show you. Let me take you on the path to show you. To show you what you've never seen and what you will never see if you still hold on to the old man, to the old wineskin. You will never see what I'm trying to show you if you feel you gotta hold on to the old man. You will never fulfill the promise of God in your life if you feel you have to stay stuck and glued to the old man and what you think you have to hold on to. Never. You will be fooling yourself, and your spirit knows. I don't even need to tell you. Your spirit knows. Your soul knows. Your heart knows. And it's okay if you have moments where you don't, where you feel weak. Express that to God. Express that to whom you feel you can trust. But most importantly, express it to God, because that relationship has to cultivate between you and God, and you have to hear the instructions of God. You have to hear what God is saying. Gotta listen. God always makes a way of an escape. But are you listening? Are you listening? Do you want to trust God? And if you don't, why? This is not a judgmental question. This is a legitimate question so that enlightenment can come forth. So that truth can come forth. You got to get that out of the way. Okay, God, why don't I trust you? And allow the answers to flow. Okay, God, why am I having a hard time moving forward? This is open and transparent with God. This is good. This is what God wants. This is how your trust is built.
Thank you, Father. This is how trust is built.
When you become honest and open, but honest from a place from your heart of recognizing that you know that what you're battling with, or what your fears are, or what your insecurities, you know that that is not the way and you desire better. That's the whole point of the open and honest and transparent. When you are transparent with God, when you are open, when you are vulnerable with God, you got to know where your heart lies. What is the purpose of you sharing it? Are you sharing it to build your trust? Are you sharing it because you want to pour it out and you want something better for that you want God's best for your life. You want God's best supporting to your spirit. You want to change the way you think. You want to change your belief patterns. You want to change how you're showing up. And it starts with internal. You know, they said man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. That's exactly what it is. And I want God to see. I want my heart to be pure. I wanted to show up the way that I know. I've been too intimate with God to not know. I know the inward parts of me, and I want God, I want my heart to be pure. I want it to be true. I want my heart to be pure, and I want it to be true. That does not mean from a place of perfection. Mm-mm. But I know what it means. I want my heart to be pure. I want to express that to God because I know that the ultimate source will shine its light and its truth and will reveal himself in me and through me, because this is who we are. This is where we came from. Divine creation. We came from God, the divine creator. And how we step into in the flesh who we are. And so stepping into the new man, there's some amazing benefits to it, but it's a thin line. Is it straight and narrow is the way? It ain't easy. That's why many people don't take that path. Many people just kind of do whatever they feel. And not even aware. So caught up in the validation of people, the validation of likes. I know I was like that. So I'm caught up in the validation of acceptance from people. So caught up in that. And that was such a distraction from the message that God wants to bring forth through me in this earth. Stepping into the new man requires you to surrender. Stepping in the new man requires your obedience. Stepping in the new man requires your faith. Stepping in the new man requires you to step away from the noise. Stepping in the new man requires you to trust. And there's grace in it. There's grace in it. There's grace in it. God will send the right people in your life, the right word in your life. But listen, that thing has to first start intimately between you and God. Nobody else. No one else. It starts between you and God. I want to thank you guys for joining, listening, and tuning in, y'all. We are on this path of rest and restoration. I keep hearing the word rest and restoration. 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 It wants to restore. Restoration. 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 Bring about a revolution within you. To revolve you. Even if you might have skepticism. Even if you might have people that don't understand your path. It ain't for people to understand. Just live it. Just live it. That's for somebody. Just live it. Just live it. Just walk it out. Just live it. Walk it out. Walk it. Walk it out. Take it in. Spend time with God. Spend time talking to God. Spend time being in God's presence. Spend time. Spend time. Dwelling in God's presence. Spend time in the sweetness of God. Spend time laying back, trusting. Spend time and allow, spend time. I've never been at a place, been such at a place of peace now. More now than ever. And that's how God wants you to operate. God is preparing you for the next thing, preparing you, restoring you, preparing you and restoring you. Trust and believe this. Preparing you and restoring you, revolving you, reassuring you, establishing you, giving you endurance. The new man, you want transformation God's way? You want to see yourself the way that God sees you? You got to listen. You got to obey. You got to listen and trust. And it's not, listen, like I've said, it's not 100%, but it does 100%, all meaning that you're doing it 100% perfect. It's not about your performance. It's not about your act of deed. It's about your willingness. I'm going to say that again. It's not about your performance. It's not about your act of deed that is going to unlock the kingdom of heaven or that is going to bring the promises of God. It is not about that. It is about the posture of your heart and your obedience. That's it. The posture of your heart and your obedience. Sure, we move, we take action, we do those things as an act of, for some of us, as an act of faith, right? At the end of the day, it is about the posture of your heart. The posture of your heart and taking the steps of being guided with the Holy Spirit. And taking it in. Listen, God's not going to throw it all at you at once. God's not going to throw it all at you at once. Take it one moment at a time. You are stepping into a new wineskin. You're stepping into a new wineskin, and that takes time. That's different. That takes time for your mind. That takes time for your soul. That takes time for your spirit. That takes time for your heart, your physical body. All of you is changing. It is transforming for the better. And that requires, and that is nothing but the Spirit of God. It is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It is the Lord that works in you and through you, that guides you, that leads you and guides you into the path of truth. It is the Spirit of God. And all God desires is just your willingness, your heart. Don't matter. You might say, well, you know what? You don't understand, Cammie. My past was this. You don't understand, Cammie. When I was, by the way, I do like my name. You don't understand, Cammie. You know, my past was, you know, this. You don't understand, Cammie. I didn't have this when I was growing up. You don't understand, Cammie. Battle with this. I struggle with this. You don't understand, Cammie. It's just not, it's not that easy. You don't understand. I am not coming from a place of that is easy. I've mentioned that it is straight and narrow is the way, meaning that this path is not open, that there many people don't take that path because it's not an open field. It is a path. It is a narrow path that requires the hard stuff, that requires you to let go of the old self, right? The old things you don't want to let go of, the things that God telling you, even that, yep, that thought that came in your head, even that. Even that, because the reward is bountiful. The reward is bountiful, plentiful. The reward is bountiful and plentiful. And look, whether if you have children or not, or look what you're passing down to them. Oh my God. Look what richness you're passing down to them. That type of faith and trust in God. That's all I got, you guys. Let me know how this speaks to you. I appreciate your emails and concerns and comments and all that jazz. So listen, I hope that this message helps you in any way. I do one-on-one coaching. You want that. definitely, I'll leave my description at the bottom. I basically help people uproot from their subconscious fears to align themselves up to see themselves the way that God sees them. I say this because there's a level of heaven on earth that I am experiencing by obeying the voice of God that I would have never experienced had I have walked and did things that I thought to appease my flesh, to appease my pride, to appease old wineskin. And that's the thing about obeying God. There are benefits to the things that you don't even know about. There are things that you're planting inside your children that you don't even know about. There are things that you are healing and putting inside of your spouse that you don't even know about. There are things that are happening that you have that you have planted in children that you haven't even met yet. Children in your bloodline, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. There are things that you have because of your decision to choose and obey the voice of God and to follow that leading. What you are shifting in the atmosphere, what you are shifting in the bloodline, what you are shifting in family generational curses. That's what many people don't really talk about. When they talk about generational wealth, this is what really generational wealth is. This is what generational wealth is. When they talk about breaking the cycle, this is what it is. And when you make that decision, when you make that choice, when you give God, okay, God, like, all right, yeah, I don't know how well, whatever your yes is, whatever your surrender is, whatever your coming to Jesus moment is, whatever your call to action is, whatever your intervention, whatever your encounter was, whatever your story was that made you say, I don't want this anymore. God, what do you have for me? Whatever that is, the benefits and what you are planting in your DNA, what you are shifting in your DNA. I remember doing a study with our oldest, and we were talking about the study of DNA, and she was talking about how sometimes when, you know, if you have particular, maybe like not a healthy gene or a bad gene that might determine certain ways of how your health might turn out, things like that. And then we did more study in this amazing book that she did in one of her classes, and it was talking about how the body has the ability to literally change the bad gene into a good gene. Like, you literally can, when you renew your mind, how it literally is like basically saying, like, the bad gene that was bad can no longer be, and you can pick a new gene. Like, you can pick it, it's like you're changing. So what that spoke to me was is that you're shifting your timeline, you're shifting the future by your present, by your decisions that you are making. You don't understand how big it is. You don't understand how big it is. All it just requires is your obedience. Sometimes I know for me, I'm like, I want to know the whole map. I want to know the blueprint. I want to make sure that what I'm doing is am I making these sacrifices and these all this obedient stuff, God? Like, am I getting any, is there any reward to this? I don't really, I have had those moments. I'm being completely honest with you. I've had those moments. Like, what is all this for? I see everybody, like, you know, getting this, you know, getting a new car, getting a new job, doing all these. God, and I don't, like, my car right now, I needed service. I'm just being honest with you guys. I have those moments. That it comes in. Wait a minute, God, you said right now I only got like $40. God, you said that I'm about to be wealthy. Or God, you said that this is gonna happen. But right now,
right now, God. Come on. Are we going to be honest or not? And in those moments, it's okay to have those moments. Oh, I'm here to tell you it's okay to have those moments. It's how character is built. It's how honesty is built. It's how integrity is built. It's how grace is established. It's how enlightenment happens. And sometimes God doesn't show you it all, because if he showed you it all, how would you trust? If he showed you it all, how would you have faith? If he showed you it all, how would you build whatever God wants to build in you? I hope that you received something out of this message. I know I have. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to write me and share anything that you might have, totally open to hearing or not. Whatever you lays upon your heart. That's all I have, y'all. You guys have a great day. Share this with somebody if you think somebody can glean from this, can learn from this modern day Moses story. All right, you guys. Bye.